sir?
Just about waiting.
Okay, so who, what's his name?
Mark Quinn.
Yeah, Mark Quinn. M-O-Q-U-I-N.
Okay, I got one of these in your mind.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will serve as your lead, so this whole road, and he will be with you shortly, sir.
Okay.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Could you please state your full name and your ADC number for us for the record, sir?
Joseph Zephyr Monkwood. 061061.
Thank you, sir. Sir, I want to introduce you to the board members that have invited your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable David Hill. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. To my immediate left, sir, is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. And my name is Michael Johnson, sir. I'll be acting as your panel lead today. Sir, also with us representing the Department of Correction, as well as the parole officer, is Mr. Wesley, sir. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received a signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yeah.
On that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Representing myself.
All right, thank you, sir. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, Your Honor.
I do.
Okay, sir, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a decision as to revoke or to reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one, Mr. McQuinn.
Okay.
You have one allegation listed on your warrant, sir. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read the allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. The allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer, by failing to establish residence at Cass 230 South 12th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, as directed on June 15, 2018, that your whereabouts are unknown and thus you were absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay, thank you, sir. All righty then, based on the admission of Mr. McQuinn, I'm going to find that he was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself. Second, Mrs. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Dr. Riley. Agreed, Mr. Neal?
Yes.
Okay, sir, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination, as I said before, either to revoke or reinstate you in the community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then we're going to come back to you, sir, and get any information that you would like to present to the board after we go over some information with you in the barn, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Westby.
Mr. Monkwood was released from Arizona Department of Corrections on June 15, 2018. He was arrested July 3, 2018 by the Electronic Monitoring Unit. There were no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on July 3, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of January 3, 2020, 18 abscondes. Current conviction, 2010, murder, second degree, 10 and a half years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CU honor score 2-3, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 1. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 1986, interstate compact transfer from California, completed 8 months. His disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrest, 1971, arson of structure, Arizona, disposition unknown. 1982, arson of structure, California, felony conviction, state prison. His community risk score is a G1V1.
Okay, so when you were released, without placement on June 15th of 2018, you were directed to establish resident at Cass, 230 South 12th Avenue, and you didn't have approval for any other address, actually, as you were released to be homeless. You did not, did you work during that period of time, or how come you didn't go to Cass, sir?
There were a lot of homeless people around, and I don't know how many beds they have, but not that many beds, and I'm not going to find a bed tonight, huh?
Did you
all these homeless people sitting around, and there must have been at least 70 to 80 homeless people sitting around. And
they got a pretty big facility. Why didn't you check in there and see if they would have any beds, sir?
Because there were just too many people around, and I'm not going to be able to get a bed tonight.
So where did you go? Where did you go that night, sir? Where did you go?
Glendale.
Where in Glendale?
The downtown area.
Downtown Glendale?
Yeah.
Okay, so what'd you do? Just stay downtown or what?
For a while.
And then
I ended up way out there in Apache Junction.
Apache Junction? How'd you get to Apache Junction?
I did a lot of walking.
Did you? So where were you at when you got arrested by the parole staff? Where
out there in East Mesa, Apache Boulevard, Apache Trail.
What were you doing when you got arrested?
Walking down the middle of the highway.
So where's your family at?
Huh?
Where's your family? Tucson?
Yeah.
So do you how come you didn't reach out to your family and contact your parole officer after you left Cass?
I don't know. They just dropped us off on the streets of downtown Phoenix at 801 South of 16th Street at Grant Street. Wasn't I supposed to be going back to Tucson, a walking tour down in Tucson?
I don't know, sir. That would have been up to your parole officer to show that you would have gone to here. So why didn't you contact your parole officer, sir, after you left Cass?
Because it was too late. I had already blew it.
What do you mean by that?
Because I was out there in Apache Junction on June 19th.
So what did you do? Did you work anything during this period of time? You were in Scotland for 18 days. Did you work anything during that period of time?
No.
So how did you eat? What did you do?
Eat food out of trash cans.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm sure if the board has any additional questions. Send no additional questions coming from the board. I'm sorry, Mr. Westby.
I just have some information in the criminal notes that was not in the warrant. I just wanted to advise the BOC. There was Officer Vaughn on June 28, 2018, made an entry. Says Peter spoke with Lisa Orlag at Mountain Vista Hospital, and she stated the offender was admitted to the mental health ward due to pedestrians witnessing the offender walking into oncoming traffic, attempting to harm herself on June 20th, 2018. She stated the offender communicated he was just released from prison on June 15th and needed to make contact with Spiel. Also stated the offender admitted he was attempting to kill himself. And June 29th, 2018, CCO Murray called Lisa Orlag. The Fed reported their ER after attempted to commit suicide by attempting to walk in front of a moving vehicle. There was a bystander called 911. He was at their ER at 6:30 a.m. on June 20th, 2018. When he spoke with the Fed, he stated to commit suicide by cutting both his arms on June 19th with a needle that he found on the ground. The Fed did inform the doctors that he went to Cass, but did not like it because there was too many people. For the assessment that they completed on June 20th, Fender said that he had thoughts of suicide when it is had to get hit by a car. So, let's see here. So that looked like that was the main decision, that when it was staffed, it said that they would be staffed with a supervisor as far as his return to custody.
So, Mr. McClain, are you still suicidal, or are you taking some psych medications while you're there?
I'm taking medications right
So were you not taking your medications when you were released, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, I'm sure if the board has any additional questions. Not seeing any questions coming from the board, sir. We're going to go into discussion, Mr. McQuinn. While we're in discussion, sir, I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone, have to remain silent while you're on the phone, and we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you, sir. Based on the information in the warrant and the information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby, I think it is in the best interest of Mr. McQuinn to remain incarcerated, get stabilized on his medication, and hopefully he be stabilized when he's released. He won't be released for a while until July 13th of 2020. However, because of the threats and the threat to himself as well as endangering the community, I definitely think it would be in the best interest for Mr. McQuinn to remain incarcerated. That's my opinion. However, I'm going to listen to the rest of my colleagues.
Great.
Okay, therefore, I am going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. McQuinn, finding that he was delinquent, as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision and had lapses about the lapse of criminal ways or company as he was under his conduct for 18 days, as well as threatening to commit suicide and endangering the lives of others by trying to intentionally get hit by a vehicle and ran over and walking down the middle of the street. That would be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself. Second, Ms. Windhouse. Agreed, Dr. Wright. Agreed, Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. McQuinn?
Yeah.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released from custody on July 13th of 2020. Sir, hopefully while you're incarcerated, get stabilized on your medications while you're there and take any psych programming that you need to take while you're there so that when you are finally released again, sir, hopefully you'll have yourself together, be on your medication, and be able to be a productive citizen while you're out there, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Put the CO3 back on the phone, please. That's going to conclude your hearing, Mr. McQuinn.
Does he okay?
Yes, sir.